Allah's will is beyond human comprehension. We fail to recognize how it envelops every aspect of our being. We live in a state of delusion, believing through sheer arrogance that our actions, our toil, and our effort are the sole determinants of our fate. We neglect, we disbelieve, we act upon desires and whims without reflection, never considering whether our choices displease the one who gave us life. We plan, and we believe our plans are infallible. Yet when Allah wills a thing, His plan prevails, and no force can overcome it. And where He withholds His mercy, despair takes root. The enemy plotted, schemed, and moved with precision. This enemy was not distant. It was close. Too close. Hidden in plain sight among those we called family. They heard every whisper, every breath. They moved in the shadows, believing in their own strength, their own power. They saw themselves as omnipotent, capable of anything. Yet they failed to see that this very power was but a mercy from the Lord of the worlds, the Creator, the Sustainer of all. The power they were entrusted with to protect was turned against those it was meant to safeguard. Where was their supposed omnipotence, their claim to knowledge, when they were so easily deceived by the very illusion they created? The enemy acted in foolishness. They failed to see Allah's hand over my life, failed to recognize His decree. And that is where they truly failed. The attempted murders, the degradation, the humiliation, the lies, theft, deceit, and manipulation were all for naught. For I still stand. I am still here. I, who possess neither wealth nor might, no power of my own, no voice to declare myself, still stand. Not by my own doing, but by the will of Allah, His will alone. This does not mean I possess a special rank or divine favor. I am nothing extraordinary. I am average. Dust, but my survival is not a testament to me, it is a testament to Him, to His will, to His decree. They plotted and planned, and Allah planned too, and Allah is the best of all planners. My life itself is a manifesto, a living decree, a sign that He watches, that Ash-Shahid is ever present. He sees all what is spoken and what lies hidden in the hearts. The evil uttered aloud and the wickedness whispered in secret. He has seen it all. This manifesto is an irrefutable reminder to all creation that the Son of Adam is not but a creation who exists solely by His command. And though His mercy is vast, beyond measure, it is not without boundary. Woe unto those who took what was not theirs. Woe unto those who stretched their hands beyond what was permitted. Woe unto those who withheld what the Creator decreed for another, for sabotage, for greed, for pride. Woe unto those who, when the time came to return what was entrusted, allowed their desires to overtake them, and conspired instead to enslave the rightful owner through injustice.